We're back to the Total Celebrity Show on the Total Radio Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley. Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, Total Tutor. And Pinterest, Neil Haley. And I remember Paige when she was at the Civic Light Opera in 2005 in The Sound of Music, where she was such a fantastic performer. A lot of you remember her from Trading Spaces, but now she's an Emmy Award nominee in 2013 for OWN's network Homemade Simple. So I want to welcome the program Paige Davis. Paige, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You are definitely the jack of all trades, Paige. Think about it, all the different things that you do in this business, in the entertainment field, don't you?
It's true. I sometimes feel a little spastic because I'm never sure what to put my energy toward at any given time, because I love the hosting and I've done a lot of stage work and musical work and wrote a book, you know, thought about writing some more. Right now, I've been putting a lot of my energy toward writing a blog. I never really thought I'd find myself in that space, but I've been dedicating a lot of time to my social media platforms and reaching out and connecting in that way. And one of the best ways to do that is to blog. So I've been writing quite a bit again. I hadn't really written a whole lot since I wrote my book, so it's been fun to tap into all of that.
So what types of stuff are you writing on your blog for our listeners out there so they can check it out and check it out?
Well, they would check it out by going to pagedavis.com, which is pretty easy. And the blog is called Positively Paige, and it essentially, you know, it's a bit of a double entendre. I might be using that phrase incorrectly, but it's positive because people do know me as a positive person, but it's also positively me. It's all of me. So I don't really hold back. You know, I say it's untarnished, unvarnished, and I don't even remember my own tagline. you know, I'm just really honest about it. So things that come up or things that I think about, I write about. I've written about everything from my husband to what it feels like to be a girl, to, you know, Monica Lewinsky and the Vanity Fair article, to what it's like to be an aging dancer. So many different things, you know, whatever's on your mind, training my new little puppy, jealousy of the 20-year-old girl that lives across the hall, and, you know, just kind of life things and things that come up.
The real person, the real Paige, so that we get to
know real me.
The one that you wrote the book about, not the one that you sometimes might see on stage that, hey, you're playing somebody else, and then when you're on TV, we all know what television does. Television kind of
right.
presents a different Paige Davis, the Paige Davis that they want.
The real Paige.
Exactly.
That's the tagline, unvarnished, untarnished, and real.
Now, Paige, talking about your career and specifically for our audience, did you break in through the theater or did you break in through TV?
Oh, definitely theater. My whole background was musical theater. I majored in dance at a performing arts high school in Louisville, Kentucky, and I majored in dance at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. And my trajectory was very normal, I think. You know, I studied dance, and then I did summer stock. You know, when I was in college, I did summer stock and, you know, did musical theater, and then moved on to doing a couple regional things, and then booked a national tour of a Broadway show, and then eventually booked a Broadway show, and then just kind of, like, worked my way up. I kind of just climbed the ladder. And the television thing came a little bit later. You know, I think I was already in my 30s when I booked Trading Spaces, and it was the first, other than maybe a couple of commercials, it was the first television I had ever done. And, you know, at that time, it was a very new form of television, this sort of realm of reality.
Right.
It was great. You know, I just really was myself, and found out very quickly that as much as I love dancing and love musical theater, I really, really loved the hosting world too. And I kind of got off on telling the story through that medium and talking to the producers and knowing how it was going to be edited and all of that stuff kind of really turned me on. So because that opportunity turned out to be the kind of the success that it did, Trading Spaces really, really took off. And so many people, you know, still remember it and love it. It opened a lot of doors for me. So I started to pursue more avenues in the television realm. But all the while, I kept going back to theater, primarily Chicago. You know, I had been in the musical Chicago on tour, did the international production in Portugal, was on Broadway with the company long before Trading Spaces, and then continued to go back in, which was great. I, you know, if I ever had an opportunity to go back in, I did. And I filled in every now and again when they needed somebody, which has been wonderful for me. I guess it was last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, I filled in on Broadway for a couple of months. And it's incredible to return to the role after having been away actually for a long time, and also having had the role live inside me for, you know, 10 years at this point, how much I'd grown in the role, and believe I would continue to just grow and grow and grow and grow. Every time I do it, I think, oh gosh, how did I not know that? You know, how did I not see that? But you also become a different person as you age, and you can bring so much more to it. So it's not even just that your craft has improved, it's also you have changed. So that experience has been wonderful, and I love going back to the theater. And I'm going to do a play this summer.
Oh, great. What play are you doing this summer?
It's a play called Dancing Lessons. It's a world premiere of a new play, and it's being premiered at Barrington Stage, which is a wonderful place to work. They transfer a lot of things to New York, and a lot of my friends and New York talent have worked up there. It's in the Berkshires.
Okay.
And so I should have a lovely summer out of the heat of New York City.
Absolutely. Let's think about this. What's really interesting, Paige, is by Trading Spaces opened up the door for you to be a really big headliner, I think, in a lot of ways, and a draw, because people loved you in Trading Spaces. So a lot of people are attracted to, when you were in the Sound of Music, different things. Hey, I want to see the headliner, Paige Davis.
Oh, of course. And, I'm certain that's why I had the opportunity to audition for the Sound of Music in the way that I did. You know, it was sort of mine to lose. I was told, like, you have to come in. We have to make sure you can do this, but we want you to do it. You know, that the opportunity that Trading Spaces afforded me is something that, I mean, you can't even really quantify it. Even now, as my, you know, my fame skillet has cooled, it still has with it a recognizability, like, what it offered me is the chance for my phone call to always be taken. It offered me the chance, you know, to always get a meeting.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that anything always comes from those things, but I sort of feel like because of what Trading Spaces brought to my life, I'm always a little bit further on the path than somebody else. It doesn't guarantee anything, but it just offers you so much more ahead of the game, you know.
Exactly. So tell us about Homemade Simple, that, again, you tell us specifically how that developed through, I guess, the experience that you had in Trading Spaces. They knew that, you know, your hosting skills, that you really would be a talent there, right?
Well, sure. Well, I mean, some of that is networking. I knew the person who was sort of in charge of finding that host, and he'd been looking for a project for me. So it actually took almost 2 years for even that to come to fruition. He was at the Oprah Winfrey Network at the time, and now I think he's with Seacrest, actually. But, you know, back then he was over at OWN, and he was like, hey, you know, would you be interested in this? And I said, that sounds like it's right up my alley, you know, going into people's homes with experts and escorting them as they go through change in a learning process, you know, because that's what the show is. It's not a competition per se, and there's no budget or time frame in that way. And it dealt more with like a storyline of families who needed certain things for specific, you know, occasions or situations in their life or whatever. But it was still me going in with a team of experts who helped them achieve their goals. And I said, well, yeah, I'd love to do that. So then it was really just a matter of it happening. You know, I mean, I met with a couple of people. I didn't really audition for Homemade Simple. I just kind of got it.
Right.
I had to have a lot of meetings. I had to have a lot of, you know, that sort of thing. And everybody had to agree and be on board, primarily Procter & Gamble, who is the, you know, they're the main, basically the only sponsor of the program. So it was really more up to them than it was up to
yourself. And I think that seeing the success of Trading Spaces, somebody has to jump on that and say, hey, we're going to have success. And were you excited about being an Emmy Award nominee? Was that exciting to have?
Incredibly excited. You know, all the awards are just, they're so interesting. You know, I just went through an award season with my husband, who is in Casa Valentina on Broadway. He plays Valentina.
Okay.
And, you know, they had four nominations go to the play, and it was very exciting. You know, they didn't win any of them. And, of course, we're sitting at home going, oh, come on, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, we know in our heart that, you know, the other plays, you know, well, ours is better. And it's, but you have to learn, like, you can't take any of that to heart. But they do mean so much. And it was so much fun to go. And, you know, Trading Spaces had been nominated before, and my name had been on the ticket. Had the show won an Emmy, I would have gotten to take home a statue. But I'd never been literally nominated, like me, as a host. So, you know, that was just very validating. It felt so good.
So what are the other latest projects for you, Paige? What are you currently promoting?
Well, the thing I'm most excited about is this new play. I've never got to originate a role before. I'm really excited about that. A little nervous, but a little excited. And it's just a two-hander play. So it's just me and another actor, John Cariani, who I know and I've seen his work. He's wonderful. He was nominated for a Tony, actually, for the most recent revival of Fiddler on the Roof that was on Broadway. He played the tailor. And he's done a lot of television work. You would recognize him if you see him. He's sort of the go-to science geek for every for every episodic, you know. I can't wait. I start rehearsal mid-July. And like I said, it's up in the Berkshires at Barrington Stage. So actually, Pittsburgh's not that far away if somebody wanted to have a little getaway and come to the Berkshires in August.
Awesome.
And see dancing lessons. It's a touching, beautiful play about an autistic man and a injured Broadway dancer and how they, through their own separate gifts, take each other through the journeys that they need to grow in their own, you know, their own path.
So how much research, Paige, were you doing in understanding autism from doing this role?
Oh, well, I haven't done a lot of research with autism, although we do have a niece with Asperger's, and I have known other people who have dealt with that. In terms of researching an injured Broadway dancer, this is not something that is unfamiliar to me. In fact, I'm injured right now, very injured. I think the actual tear has begun to heal,
I'm
in PT, but I had an annular tear of my disc, the L4, L5 disc. So I felt pretty prepared going in. The words just kind of left off the page for me.
But think about also, I mean, you're playing the injured Broadway dancer, but understanding the fact of autism and so much this is going to draw as well for people that live with autism as adults and seeing this.
It's a wonderful portrayal of how they think, how they feel. How there's, you know, how he's still a man, a real man. You know, his mind works differently, but his body doesn't. And it's,
absolutely, and you'll have to keep checking that. And you'll see the autism community hopefully flock and promote this very well so it continues to do very well. Well, I understand, Paige, you got a lot going on, but I appreciate just getting you on the phone. And so where can we find information on you, Paige, learn more about you? And
PaigeDavis.com.
All right.
It couldn't be more easy. You can follow me at @RealPaigeDavis. I would love that. If people follow me at @RealPaigeDavis, they're my best friend. it'd be fantastic. But everything is on PaigeDavis.com.
All right. Well,
everything's there. My Facebook page, my Twitter page, my Instagram page. Oh, my gosh. The whole thing. All of it.
Everything. You're so busy with so many different projects. Best of luck this summer. And we'll definitely have you back on if you have some new news. So just tweet
Thank
me
you.
Out, and then you're welcome to come back. So good talking
Will
to you.
Will do. Thank you, Neil.
All right, take care, Paige. See you later.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.